This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
You really want to light this candle?
Yeah, do
You're
it.
An idiot.
I'm okay.
So,
as if you needed to state your case.
First of all, the tornado went through Benton County on Saturday. What day was it?
It was
Sunday morning.
Yes.
And I send you and your bride and DQ a text all at the same time.
Right.
Y'all okay?
Yeah.
Because I was concerned. I saw the path.
Thank
you. Saw kind of where you guys, I know where kind of you guys are. And I know DQ was up towards Branson. She responds back with, "Yeah, they had a little they had some adventure, but they were fine." You didn't respond.
She did.
In a time like that, you respond.
She did. I didn't have to at that point.
Maybe you just say, "Yeah, we're okay."
Yeah. Top dog.
you say that. Because I was checking on all my Benton County people. The only one I didn't hear back from was you.
Me?
No. Was no. You?
It was a wild. I thought we were in trouble up, and I don't know how we got lucky that there was no damage, because we were sitting in the laundry room and the garage door started making noise, and I'm like, well, this is it. This is the moment right here. But somehow we did not have any damage. Now, what's interesting to me is the sporadic nature of the power. There are people in our neighborhood that are using generators, mm-hmm. and there are people in our neighborhood who have run an extension cord across the street from their other neighbor. So it's very sporadic. We have power, but there are still people that were not hit by the tornado that don't have power. That's still a thing that's happening.
One of our listeners, Kyle, was texting me last night. He's up there. He's up there working, trying to get power restored and all that kind of stuff. And he was sending me pictures, photos from downtown Rogers. And my God, Rogers took the brunt of it.
Decatur had a lot of damage. Yeah. Decatur had two tornadoes there at one point. They haven't fully assessed. The Weather Service comes in after the fact. And they, plot, here's what we think happened and what the storm was and all that stuff. They're working on that. But they have done the assessment on the Decatur storms.
He was telling me that we were just talking about kind of the mechanics of all of this. And look, if you don't need to be up there, don't. You're just in the way.
Well, that's the tricky part, right? Because our instant, and this is the great part about this state, and I'm sure there are many other places like it, but I've never lived in those places. I've only lived here. And like Sunday morning, like people go and start buying chainsaws because you got to get limbs off mm-hmm. the roads, and you got to get, limbs off of people's fences and stuff like that. Like it is, there's nothing to be proud of with the football team, proud damn state and all that. There is everything to be proud of. When crap goes down, man, we got each other's backs here. It's one of the best parts of living here. And I will say this: I was very pleased with the response by our government, by our governor and our federal representatives that were up there looking this thing over. The county judge in Benton County, Mr. Mooring, is doing an excellent job of leading all this, and everybody is. People are stepping up. People are stepping up big time at all, like just from people bringing food to people to our leaders are really doing a nice job, it seems like, right now.
99% are. They are having a little bit of an issue. Kyle was telling me with some looters. If that's
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah.
reevaluate your life choices.
Well, what is there to like?
There were some retail stores that got hit. If that's your lot in life, man, reevaluate your choices.
Well, but I prefer
you're just kind of in the way at this point.
I prefer to focus on the line of people that are buying chainsaws the day of and stuff like that. Because that's what we're all about here. That's why this place is as good as anywhere else. I don't know if it's better or what. I've never lived anywhere else, but I mean, you can count on the fact that there's always people that are like, "What do you need? What do you need? Yeah. If you need something," and there's all kinds of people. There's places to go. There's people bringing food in. You can go places and charge your phone. All of this stuff because like. Think about this for a second. If God forbid, this happens to some of, and maybe it's happened to some of you. Like, your house is half gone. Like, what do you do? What do you call? Where do you go? Like, it's hard to imagine. But people are going through it. Our neighbors are going through it. Some of you have gone through it in the past with storms around here. It's just like, but what do you do? How do you handle that? But people are doing the best they can. I mean, it's going to be a long time until, stuff is all fixed and cleaned up and stuff. But and there's still, I think, some street closures and parks are closed while they clean all this stuff up. It's going to take a while, but people are working on it.
Shout out to obviously we're close with Darby, but all the meteorologists that were on TV, and I mean they were on top of it.
Darby's house got hit with a tree. How about that?
Yeah.
That brings it.
But they were on top of it. We had warning that it was coming, obviously, and they were on top of everything. And I mean, it was an eventful weekend for sure.
Yeah. You can't thank those people enough. I know that sometimes it gets annoying when they cut in on Survivor or Dancing with the Stars or whatever, but you can't in the middle of the night. And, it's terrible that people died. But think of the people who would have died if there was no warning, that the people didn't get up and start to, move around a little bit and try and seek some sort of shelter. I mean, you can't imagine. But those people save lives when they do that TV weather stuff. That is not hyperbole. When they interrupt your shows, now in the middle of the night, they're not interrupting your shows. But, I mean, when they come on, they're saving lives. They really are.
Yeah.
And it's just, the looters are probably the ones calling in saying, "Hey, put Survivor back on," or whatever. But
I was talking to Fogg, and his, he's in Centerton.
Yeah, went over there too.
Their phones went off, and they were, sheltering in place and all that. And it's the first time he's ever gone through anything like that.
I put my shoes on because I could see it coming. Because the dogs alert you well before any it gets close. You get about an hour heads up sometimes. And so I'm watching this thing and I'm like, well, they're going to extend that tornado warning and we're going to be in it. And they did. And I hear the siren outside and then the phones start, blowing up. And then I start hearing sirens like police or some kind of sirens going on. It was a scene. Jake is in Rogers now. Jake, how are you doing, man? Jake?
Oh, hey. It's Jay, not Jake.
Jay, I'm sorry. How you doing, Jay?
I'm good. Hey, you guys are talking about the news stations here, and me and my family's house and my brother's house, we live right there in downtown Rogers, and my brother's area there on Oak Street's just demolished. There's literally looks like bombs went off everywhere. The reason I was calling is, because I know you guys got a large group of listeners and everything, and I'd like to ask people that just feel like sightseeing to do it on your local news or something like that, because it's really frustrating when we're out there with heavy machinery trying to remove trees from our houses and our neighbors' houses and whatnot. You have people driving through with their cell phones out the window taking video. I mean, that's a pretty good way to piss somebody off. We would appreciate it if, it gets in the way of the workers, trying to get the power poles back up. It's just frustrating and it's just frustrating. So
now,
I would ask people to give it a week and then you can come look. Give us time to get power and get things back in order. So that's all I really wanted to say. I appreciate your show.
Thank you, Jake. I appreciate it. Yeah, this is not a time for disaster tourism. You know, yeah. Look at the pictures on the internet or on the news. Don't go and disrupt things right now and get in the way. You know, get in the way. There are people that do that. There's also people that want to help that don't know, you know, where do I go to, you know, donate this or go do that or whatever. It feels like there's a lot of people making information available to, hey, if you want to do something, here's where you can go and do this, and this is what they need and stuff like that. So you can go find that information. Titus is asking if I did any looting. No, I did not. I did not do.
You won't even text me back.
I did not do any looting.
No.
Here's the thing. In not that long of time, there's a very big event, and everything's happening like within like near all of this. So the first thought is we've got a ton of stuff over here in storage. Is any of that messed up? Because, you know. But I went and checked on that. Everything's fine. And then, okay, is the venue still there? And that is that's good too. So again, we lucked out there that because there were people that there's like wedding venues that got destroyed, mm-hmm. and people are like, hey, we need to, you know, find a place to do this, and people are trying to be accommodated into that. So there's a lot of tentacles to this and everything. So anyway, that's what happened here. But yeah, we. The laundry room is the interior room with no windows in the house. So it was us and the dogs in the laundry room. And I had the phone on watching the, I'll tell you what happened was, as soon as the dog woke me up, I saw what was going on and I plugged my phone in. So there was enough time for my phone to charge before we went and, you know, took cover or whatever that, you know, I had a charged phone. So thank you dogs for helping out there, I guess.
Anyway. Were you able to locate your whiskey bottle?
Yeah, I hope that leaf didn't move because that's.
Well, I'm gonna guess the leaf probably moved.
Probably did. That's right. Anyway, obviously there's a lot of people, and here is my standing rule on stuff like this: is that we exist, so you don't have to think about that for a while. So we're not going to, you know, spend 4 hours interviewing every person ever talking about this. We're going to try and be a distraction for a while. This is, by the way, what the baseball team can do this weekend. It's going to give you something to cheer about if your life has been turned upside down by this thing. You know, in a few hours, you can forget about it, and you can listen to the or watch the Razorbacks mm-hmm. play. You're going to have to fork over some money to watch them play on television or in person. But, you know, it's a distraction. So that's what we're going to do. I just wanted to address this at some point here today, and then we'll move on and talk about new oceans and dive bars and all that other stuff here coming up. We'll return to our normal programming here because, you know, people don't want to, you know, spend their entire day when they're living this hearing about it again. That's so right. We'll try and distract you and talk about some less important things here as we move throughout the afternoon, and we will do that when we return here momentarily.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Now with your Ruskin and Zach X polls, here's DQ.
So our first one is, do you actually enjoy swimming, or is it more about the feeling of being in water? 78% say they just like to chill.
Can you imagine somebody
just for the vibes?
You get in the pool and you're like trying to get your laps in while everybody's just standing around drinking at the pool, you know? Like, what are you doing? Get out of the way.
I like a public pool?
Yeah. Or one of these like a community, like these neighborhood pools. You know, yeah. You know what I mean?
Maybe they should just go at a time where they know it's not going to be busy.
They should. Not
that's
like,
that's on them.
Not like 2 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, yeah. when it's packed out there.
Okay, yeah. How do you eat a cupcake?
Oh, this is troubling.
66% say normally.
This is troubling.
18% say like a sandwich. 9% say just like I do and eat the frosting first.
Ugh. No.
What is wrong with you people?
Well, your solution was to just
shove it all in your mouth at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Do it like, yeah, be a man. That's how you do it. You get all, everything's
equal. Well, what if it's
equal?
One of those really dense cupcakes?
Uh-huh.
You know, like.
Even better.
The good,
then you
the
just
good,
work,
good ones.
You get you a gallon of milk. You just work through it.
Okay.
That's what I do.
Oh, wait. Off topic.
Uh-huh.
But have you guys seen the Carlos Bakery slices of cake at the store?
Mm-mm. No.
So at Walmart, you know the little pre-made dessert section from the bakery? Well, now they sell like the Cake Boss slices of cake.
Uh-huh.
I got one and I tried it and it was actually really good.
Wow.
Okay.
Cake. Wait a minute. Cake is good?
No. Stop no,
it.
No.
Okay.
This I have heard rumors about their cakes not being very good, and this is like a vacuum sealed cake.
Okay.
So you know you have very low expectations for it.
I have very low expectations for literally
but it
everything.
Was,
yeah, he does not expect much out of it.
But it was really good.
Yeah. I was thinking about this. You're incorrect. I shouldn't lead with that. There's a better way to say this. You know how you talk about there's no bad barbecue and there's no bad pizza?
And there's no bad synchronized exercising.
You're wrong. You're wrong on all three counts.
No.
There is no bad ice cream. Where? Where's the bad ice cream? There's no bad ice cream. I've been all over. I've tried them all. There's no bad ice cream out there.
Ice cream falls into that category. Yeah. I haven't had
that. There's flavors I don't like, but...
Yeah, but you can find something...
It's not bad.
Yeah,
coffee
right.
ice cream is bad.
Like, it's the most reliable food. Pizza. You can find bad pizza. You can find bad barbecue. It's very hard to find bad ice cream.
Bacon is the most reliable food.
Okay, but I'm talking about like you go that you. I don't know. I've had bad bacon.
That had a cup of bacon.
I've had bad bacon. They make bad bacon out there.
Well,
well, the cheap stuff's not that good.
It's all good.
The, you know, the 99-cent or whatever. It's pre-cooked. It's fine. Okay, it's not that great.
Pre-cooked is...
it's okay. It'll do in a pinch.
Turkey bacon is not as bad.
That's not... We don't count that. Please. No, no. Please. Chop, please.
This state.
No, no, no. Not for my family. No, we're not, we're not having that. No. All right. DQ continues.
Okay, our last one is, can a bar call itself a dive bar or does it have to earn that name? 95% say they have to earn the name.
100%.
You got to earn it. That's right. That's right. All right. Thank you, DQ.
Hey, we got a complaint on the McLarty Daniel hotline.
Okay.
Kenny and Elkin says text in.
Yep.
I've been getting worn out about the fart story. Apparently, one person heard it live and is sharing with all others.
Amen.
They are also working, if it was 3 seconds, it was 30 seconds into every conversation or meeting I am present for. I need to renegotiate the terms of our deal. Here's the good news, Kenny. We don't have a deal.
That's right.
That's the best. That's the best news.
Right.
Is we don't have a deal.
We don't have a deal.
So go get your court order.
That's right. Yes, that's right. Like Walter Peck at the EPA.
Have we had any movement on the dog and underwear story?
I heard a little bit of it.
And?
My mom said that it would really embarrass my dad to tell the story.
Am I going to be embarrassed?
And I'm thinking of...
It might be worth
it.
What would
embarrass my dad more than the fart story?
Well, this might be a little bit of a palate cleanser in meetings now. Now they would have something new to work with.
Maybe.
Right. Right. I mean, it's a long summer, DQ. Yeah. And then with football, I mean, we don't know when we're going to have anything to be happy about again for a while. So
I don't know
when I need this content.
I don't know what this means.
What?
But Justin from Hot Springs is texting. You want good bacon? I got you.
Does he make it?
I don't know. But that sounds promising.
People make the bacon.
As long as it's not still alive when it gets here.
You can have bad bacon.
I don't know.
But ice cream is the most reliable food because you know it's just so hard to find bad ice cream. It's not hard to find bad bacon. No. I know what brand it is in the store and I don't buy it. I know which brand to buy or a couple of brands to buy in the store. I get those.
Corey is texting. Kenny should hurry and trademark. If it was 3 seconds, it was 30.
Yeah, he could get some merch going. Yeah. You know, get a Shopify or one of these Etsy stores or something. Get that going.
Kenny is text back in. He says the dog and underwear story will not embarrass him. I think your parents have a differing views.
I think that might be what it is.
We got some communication issues going on.
Do they talk?
Yeah, they talk
a lot. Or is it in grunts? Oh,
wait. Let me redirect, Your Honor. Do they talk to each other?
Yeah, great. Yes. What he said. 100%. Yeah. Okay.
When my dad's not sawmilling.
Aha. Okay. Aha. I'd like to ask a follow-up. When they talk, do they listen?
Yeah.
Well, I don't listen. I mean,
what?
I don't see. Thank you. Yes, that's right. That's right. All right. Yeah, I'm very intrigued by this. You want good bacon? I got you. Text.
Yeah. This may be. This
I don't know what to do with this.
This feels good. Justin, I don't know what you meant. And if it's bad news, don't tell me because I want to dream
I'll
a little
say
bit.
This. Uh-huh. Some of the fast food places have a difficult time with bacon. When you bite into it and you're like, boy, that's not the bacon flavor I was hoping for. Some of them do great. But some of them you're like one place screwed up and gave me a bacon cheeseburger a few weeks ago. And I ate it. Because I'm like, oh, Ben, this will be fine. And it was not, it was less than desirable.
Random guy out of the 501 with a text. I want to give a shout out to the NWA Naturals. They made my son, his 8-year-old son, their bat boy for Saturday night's game. Totally random, picked him out of a crowd. Well, his mom's really hot. But Glass Axe over there made a lifetime baseball fan out of my son.
Wait, random guy is married to a hot lady?
Picks or it didn't happen.
Zach will be the judge of that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't have Saturday night.
No, you didn't have Saturday night. Yeah. Yeah. You were there Sunday.
I was.
And Friday.
Mm-hmm.
They give you the fireworks games.
They did.
Because they know you can calm people down if they get a little excited because of the.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly
the loud boom booms and whatnot.
Yeah. That's what I did.
Yeah. Let's see here. Bad milk makes bad ice cream.
Mm.
Okay. I didn't.
obviously, if the ice cream has expired, it's bad. I'm just talking on a day where the ice cream has not expired. It's very difficult to find bad ice cream. At least it is where I live. There's a bunch of places you go, you're like, where do we go? Spin the wheel. I don't know what to do. They're all just fantastic. I don't know. Okay, let's see what we got here. There he is in his bat helmet. There's the kid right there. With a is that yeah, Spider-Man?
I think random guy, you are misunderstanding the assignment. That's great, Nolan.
God, what a creep.
I think that's great. I that's not what I was asking for.
This behavior is just unbecoming.
I'm sorry, I thought I was clear.
Come on.
You make the claim.
Come on. This is not right. Shame on you. Trying to run an honest business here.
Are we?
Come on.
Okay.
Oh, man. Had some good ice cream yesterday, man. That was, I got to find out if they still make that in Arkansas or not. I don't know if they do.
What?
I don't know. The Yarnells. I don't know if they make it here or not anymore.
You got me on
that. Used to make it in Searcy, Arkansas, right down the street from my house. Put a big ice cream cone up for Christmas time. There was, had Christmas lights on it. It was great. We don't do any of that anymore. I don't know. I have a development involving your Pittsburgh Pirates.
Hey, all right, let's go. Not Sailors.
Well, they are now former Razorback Grant Cook in the Pittsburgh Pirates because he is being called up to replace Joey Bart.
The GOAT.
While he is on the 10-day IL. So Grant Cook is going up to the show. Put another one on the list. Another guy at Dave Coach that's
Grant
in the show.
Grant Cook and the Pittsburgh Pirates.
That's right.
We're not going to talk about Paul Skeens, Cruz O'Neill, or any of them.
No. No, that's right.
Oh, speaking of which,
yes.
Daniel Gafford and the Mavericks are on the radio tonight.
They are. They could finish it out.
They could.
Although, let me give you a nickel's worth of free advice here. It's game four tonight. The NBA is facing no games for a week and a half if the Mavericks win tonight. And Scott Foster is the crew chief tonight. Now, I'm not telling you how to spend your money because that's your business. But for me and my household, I've put about, seven cars on the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight to win this thing on the money line.
Yeah.
So you can do what you want with this piece of information, but the NBA needs to stay on TV because the Celtics wrapped it up.
And the finals don't start for a week and a half.
That's right. They don't have their week and a half, and you got Scott Foster in a closeout game.
100%.
I think this screams Minnesota.
Yes, it does.
And this has been a great series, too. The last three games have been really good.
Hey, we've got
first three games.
We've got some news. Random guy in the 501 has texted in. He did not lie.
Hold on here.
He is correct.
Am I allowed to look at this?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yep.
Random guy. How did he pull this off? There you go, random guy. Look
good
at you.
For you.
Wow. The other question is, why is she like?
Why
would she choose you?
Why is she slumming?
That's right. Yes.
We have more news.
Oh man, the news never stops.
They're getting bossy around here. Text another 501. Please follow up on your report that Trevin Brazile was withdrawing from the transfer portal. Is he just withdrawing from the NBA draft and staying in the portal, or is he trying to come back? Hang on, let me call him. I don't know. I read it. He's not in there anymore.
DQ, can you find Trevin Brazile's Instagram, and we can see what in the heck's going on here? Can you do that?
I'll see what's going on.
Okay. Because it's not official till they make the statement on Instagram,
Titus
right?
claims Trevin Brazile doesn't even know.
Well, that sounds about right.
Yep.
I don't know, man. What a tricky situation to navigate, because everybody knows what they want to say, but everybody's afraid to say it, right?
Yeah.
So it's, top lip, bottom lip. You know what I mean? Keep them tight.
Abner, who, by the way, works in a church, has texted in, a member of the merry band of idiots marrying a hot lady is a miracle on ice level upset.
We need Al Michaels on this.
Yeah. Let's discuss this like the McLaughlin group. yes, you are correct, sir. I guess that would be the Sinatra group.
That's the Sinatra group.
I'm sorry, I got my groups.
The McLaughlin group was when the guy went, wrong!
Yes! Oh,
you yelled all the time. Yeah. What was that? A Dana Carvey that played that guy, I think? I don't know. Yeah. That's pretty good. Grant Cook's going to the show. He played at Fayetteville, didn't he?
I think he did.
Pretty sure. I think he did. I think he caught at Fayetteville High and then went to the Razorbacks. I'm pretty sure. Oh, we'll look it up. But then. So you're Pirates, man. Look at
yeah.
that. They got the got a Razorback.
I'm very baseball angry these days.
And you know another mm-hmm. thing I was noticing yesterday is yeah. how many of Dave's old assistants are in the NCAA tournament? There's like six or seven of yeah. them that are and I think some are in this region, I think. But Deggs down there in Louisiana, I remember when he coached here. I mean, there's all kinds of familiarity here. He's got quite the coaching tree. It's pretty impressive. So there you go. It's not bad. Of course, when you're around a while, you can get a you and get you have some, a lot of success, as right? he has had. He went to Fayetteville High. Grant Cook. There it is.
They have had a history of getting guys to the bigs.
That's right. Yeah, they did. Been turning them out.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? That's got to be exciting, though. Like, I don't know what the thought process is. Like, if you're into minors for a while, at some point, do you think it's never going to happen? And then, you know, it happens. Like, that's pretty cool. I like that. I like stories. I like that. I like those stories. Because, you know, there's people who, you know, set a minor league home run record and never get a chance.
Sure,
you know what I mean?
Sure. There are also guys, and as the more and more I find out about this, that are in those positions, you know, older guys with like in single A, double A, that are there, like, they're on the field coaches. They're there to mentor.
Yeah.
And they're good players, but, you know, their future's probably in management, mentoring, that sort of thing. And that's what they do for the last couple of years of their playing career. So they mentor the young guys, yeah. the Nuke LaLucias of the world.
Right. Right. And women get woolly.
Yeah, they don't get woolly. They get weary. I hate it when people get the lyrics wrong.
They play that song in this Stax Records documentary that's on Max right now. And I as soon as they start playing that song, I'm like, oh man, Nuke LaLucia on the bus with the guitar.
Yeah.
And I love the guy in the background. It's like, thank you. That was that's a good part of that.
I don't want to read this, but we're going to. Text around the 417. That's Springfield, Missouri. On yeah. the Clardy Daniel Hotline. Could you post the picture of Random Guy's wife on Twitter so we can give our opinions? No, sir. No, we're going to keep that in-house. I got two votes. That's enough.
God, you guys. Good
you
Lord.
You guys are weird.
Are those sites blocked in Missouri, too? I know they're blocked here. My God. Well, it depends on if you have a certain technological arrangement to
like electricity.
Well, there you go. Oh, man.
Bailey in Denver has texted. Now, is this like Denver, Colorado, or is there Denver, Arkansas? I don't know about
There's
it.
Not a Denver, Arkansas, as far as I know. There is an Omaha, Arkansas.
He's, per Coach Z's Twitter, people are setting up tents at Baum. Would it be wrong to go hand out job applications?
People have jobs.
Now, what's the rule? I know we've discussed this before, but if you're just setting up your tent, is that a placeholder?
We've talked about this.
Yeah.
And there are people who I think legitimately will be out there all week in line.
Okay. I'm cool with them. That's
then
fine.
There are people who will set up the thing and then leave. And that is not...
Let me ask you this.
You should go tear all their stuff down.
Let me ask you this.
Honestly.
If you've got enough money where you can take a week off and camp out on a sidewalk outside of Baum Stadium, couldn't you just buy two season tickets?
No, they can't afford those. It's cheaper to camp out for a week.
Am I missing something?
Than to go buy season tickets. That's how much they've priced out the Cobbett fans, Zach. That's what you've done.
Huh. Oh, no. I'm being told there is a Denver, Arkansas.
Oh, there is?
By Alpina.
Really? Oh, okay.
Huh.
I did not know that. Very good. Denver's back 15 minutes from Omaha.
Back to my point.
Yes.
If you can take off an entire week and feel no pain financially, buy two tickets. What do you think it costs to rent all that equipment and before you have to take it back?
I don't know. I just think that you're missing out. Like, think of all the camaraderie of waiting in line all week for something. You know, you meet people, people you've seen before, people you've never seen before. You make friends out in the line. Maybe a little romance develops for the single people. I don't know. But to just drop your stuff off and then leave, that's not the spirit of waiting in line.
Yeah, that's not waiting in line. That's dropping your stuff and leaving.
That's right. Yeah, you're basically littering on the university campus is what that is.
Now,
that's litter.
I also don't like the people where one guy stays and everybody else leaves, and then they rotate. Look, if you're in line, you're in line.
I don't have a problem with that. As long as someone is manning the tent
24/7. No,
I think that's okay.
I think that's okay. I see opportunities to move up.
No. I think that's okay.
Here's somebody out of the 479 or 417 that says, I think I'm going to go get me some new camping equipment this week.
Maybe price to move out there. Also, what if there's like three guys trying to defend like 20 tents? Like,
right.
Those aren't good odds, right?
Oh, good. We have more information on the community of Denver. It's population 12.
They got a couple of questions. There.
One, do you think all 12 know each other?
Mm-hmm.
Are they related? Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. All right.
Here's a text. They do have tickets. That's just a line to get a good spot in the hog pit. Yeah, right. I understand the concept. But what I have an issue is if you dump your stuff and leave.
Yeah, that doesn't seem
that
like
doesn't
that's,
work.
That's not the spirit of waiting in line.
Exactly.
That's not how it's done.
But if
you're going to rotate people, I don't have a problem with that. Not that anybody cares what I think, by the way. They're going to do whatever they want. The hog pen is its own organism, as I've said many times. They're going to do whatever they want.
Here's one of these lunatics who apparently is out there. It's called vacation. If your vacation is to go and sit on a concrete sidewalk in Fayetteville, Arkansas, reevaluate your life, you're a loser.
Wow, really? How dare you? It's no better than going to, it's no worse than going to fantasy football camp.
You always come back to that, don't you?
Well, it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard, honestly.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, God. Now we got people sending pictures of their wives. It's going to be a good day, boys. It's going to be a good day.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
Oh, look at this. Dennis in Springdale. You know how people are always seeing the face of Christ in like toast and different, you know, they see the Mother Mary in like different food items or whatever.
Sure.
You know how that happens sometimes? DQ, have you ever heard of this? Yeah. This guy sent us a picture of a puddle. It looks like a Razorback.
That's Photoshop.
That's a sign.
It really does.
That's a sign.
That's Photoshop.
That's a sign. They're going all the way. That's a sign right there.
Yeah, that's what I said, Arkansas.
Thank you,
by
Dennis.
Double digits.
Well, but when you say it, it doesn't happen.
But when you say it, it sounds bad.
Oh, when I say it, though. Oh, that's that means something there.
Plug the hole.
That's right. Going all the way. We have not spent any time today, shame on us, talking about the death of Bill Walton. Man, the Pac-12 goes out of business, and the next day, Bill Walton dies. He just couldn't live in a world where the Pac-12 doesn't exist, or as he called it, the Conference of Champions. I was a fan of Bill Walton as a broadcaster. I don't remember him playing. That was, as the kids say, before my time.
Mm-hmm.
But, the Arkansas connection I think of is they had that tournament a few years ago out in Portland, the Phil Knight thing. And Arkansas played in that thing, and Bill Walton called the games. And I loved it. It was so different because you weren't going to get, you know, they're running the horn set with, you know, a high pick and roll and all that. You don't get all that stuff. What you got is, you know, the way I consume sports. Sometimes I get distracted and I think about bicycles or, you know, whatever else is going on in the world. It was funny to me, too, when you'd listen to him, Zach, do a game, like he could be telling a story and then like something would happen to be, oh, what a great pass.
Yeah,
like he was still watching the game, even though he would go off on these tangents.
He was I became aware of him towards the tail end of his career.
Boston, right?
Yeah. I remember when he was with the Clippers, and I vaguely kind of, but he, there's an argument to be made that he was the greatest college basketball player that's ever lived.
Yes.
Three-time champion, three-time player of the year. There, you can make that argument. If not for the injuries, his NBA career may have looked a lot different. I thought his, as he aged, you can tell he was a very educated man, was very interested in a lot of the things that went on around him. And he was very, very, very vocal during the civil rights movement and all of the things that were going on at the end of the 60s into the 70s. There, and one of his biggest influences was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, then Lew Alcindor, both UCLA centers. Those two very much alike. But a really interesting guy, a very complicated guy in a good way. I've never met anyone that had anything bad to say about him. He was a very interesting guy, very complicated guy, had a lot of interests, including Grateful Dead. Which he, you know, he had in his contract that he got to follow them around. Very, very, very fun guy. Definitely, the world's not a better place without Bill Walton.
No, and I watched, like, they had that three-part thing on him on ESPN like a year or two ago. I think it was last year. And I'm thinking, okay, well, I have some interest in Bill Walton. I'll give it a shot. It was great. It was great to hear about his life, and I don't know if she's still around, but at the time they were shooting the documentary, his mom was still alive, mm-hmm. so you got to hear from her, and he's fascinating. People aren't interesting like that anymore.
No,
people are boring. I like basketball. Well, what do you do in your free time? Watch basketball. Well, what else do you do? I like basketball. Like, these are very boring people.
Basketball was secondary to him. Everything else that he did in his life was the primary.
And to hear the respect he had for his teammates all throughout, but particularly in Portland where they won the championship in 77, I guess, with Dr. Jack Ramsey. You're right. It's not better. I remember the B team on NBC, Tom Hammond, Steve Snapper Jones, and Bill Walton calling some of the great NBA moments of the 90s, like you know, Reggie Miller scoring all those points in 9 seconds, or Larry Johnson's four-point play on that Fugazi foul call on Indiana, which is a terrible call. Or was it Miami? I don't remember. He was very unique individual. They're not going to make anybody like him ever again.
That's
too bad.
Everybody, you know, just watching social media, one of one. Yeah, he was a different guy. And he came from a different generation than a lot of people in media now. I mean, he was 71 years old. It was a different time. And he, honestly, for his generation, he was kind of like right in the middle of it. He was very visible, and a guy that experienced a lot and didn't mind sharing some of his wisdoms, but only if you asked. He wouldn't, you know, he wouldn't force his views on you. If you asked, he would tell you. And like I said, just not, the world's not a better place today without him.
Yeah, I think he was a real intellectual guy, too. Like,
very.
He had a lot of, he really knew a lot of stuff and, read and all that stuff.
So there's a story that he told about John Wooden. And John Wooden, if you know anything about him, had the pyramid of success.
Always talking about
John Wooden and the things that, but there was a point where Wooden and Walton were having some issues. And Wooden looked right at him and he goes, well, it's been fun having you here at UCLA. And I mean, this is, again, this is his freshman year. And Wooden was like, you know what? If you're not willing to follow the rules and do what we're asking you to do, we don't need you.
Yeah.
And he said that was one of the great lessons in life, that the machine moves on.
Yes.
And, yeah. You know, individuality is great, but the machine moves on. And that's one of those things that he kind of held on to. He was an individual, but he understood and respected John Wooden enough to sort of follow the rules for what Coach Wooden was doing.
There are so many times he would be being interviewed or doing a game, and he would quote John Wooden. And it was that's another thing that we're going to miss, because, I mean, that John Wooden stuff is priceless. I mean, Bill Walton is probably responsible for the mushrooming one of the great you don't know where this phrase came from, but it came from John Wooden, and most of us heard it from Bill Walton. Failing to prepare is preparing to fail.
He said
that 100 times, if he said it once during different broadcasts, and it's a John Woodenism. It's one of those things that you don't know where it comes from. Well, that's where it comes from. So that's a big. That gets quoted a lot around my house. So, I mean, that's a big one there. But, it's too bad that, and it's nice to see, the tributes, the NBA and everything, with all the different ways that they're commemorating one of their great players and great ambassadors for the game of basketball, too. Yep. So, and a Hall of Famer in the Naismith Hall of Fame.
Should be.
1993.
Should be. Yeah. Again, argument can be made he's the greatest basketball player to ever live in college.
In college, yeah. His teams went in college.
Think about this.
They went 86-4.
That's good. In the end, I think they had the 80. He was part of the 88 game winning streak.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, they lost that. they lost that in South Bend.
They lost it to Notre Dame. What was that, 74?
Yeah,
because he was done in 73. So, yeah, he was in the middle of that for sure. So there's a little bit on Bill Walton. There are some people who didn't have great things to say about him in the media that I'm sure you could find on the internet today. You know what I don't like? I don't like when, this is clearly seized on as an opportunity for some guy in a big market to get a bunch of press, to get try and get internet famous. That's all this is. That the only reason you would say anything bad about Bill Walton in a broadcasting setting like this is, I want to go viral today. I want to mess stuff up. And that's the world we live in. And it's not a terrific place to be. But what are you going to do? But I liked him. I know people hated him when he did those Arkansas games in Portland. But I loved it because it was different.
Because it's different and it was not Arkansas-centric. Yes, people here hated him for it.
Right. But he didn't do, the NBA games with Snapper Jones. Like, he didn't do them that way.
No.
He had
a lot more freedom with Dave Pasch.
Yes.
A lot more freedom.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But he was, when he was just doing basketball with Steve Snapper Jones and Hammond, he was good at that, too. He was a terrific, and he would be on the desk with Hannah Storm during the finals and stuff, because he was never on the A announced team with it was either Doug Collins or Mike Fratello was doing the or they'd bring in Isaiah Thomas, or I think they brought in Magic Johnson one time as the third guy on the main finals broadcast team, but he was always on the finals somewhere at halftime or something. So I enjoyed him, but anyway, there you go. There's Joe Klein.
Yeah, we got a question about him being on the team with Joe Klein. I don't know if they were on Walton won the title with the Celtics in 85-86. I think that may have been his last year.
I think
year.
He retired in 86. Yeah, I think that's right.
And I think Joe Klein was still with Sacramento then.
Yeah, he did win it in 86 and in 77.
Kind of when I became aware of him. I mean, I was 13 years old, was I didn't know who he was. I just knew he was a 6'10" redhead that was backing up Robert Parrish, and they were making a big deal about it. And and he was a bit player on that team. I think he was the sixth man of the year in 85-86. I think that's right.
Maybe at some point he was. Yeah,
I know he was a league MVP.
Yeah,
he was the MVP the year after they won the championship.
Yeah.
If I think he was the sixth man of the year. He was very instrumental in that 85-86. Yeah, he won the sixth man of the year in 85-86.
He was calling the Malice in the Palace with Breen in 2004. He was on that game.
That, I believe.
Called it a disgrace in real time. He was all over it. as a
you know what? He actually made it into 80. He played 86, 87. He only played 10 games though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And that was the end. He was besieged by foot injuries.
Yes, he was
throughout his career.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. There's Bill Walton for you. All right, your drive home is powered by Mr. Sparky here on Ruskin and Zach. JW is on the phone here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Hi, JW.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Yeah, I've got kind of a sort of Bill Walton memory from way back. In 1976, I was going to the University of California State College at Chico, California. And I was majoring basically in journalism and business. And I happened to be on an intramural softball team. And the school, you have to understand, was a big fraternity school. And they were real hardcore in the rules and really being competitive. But this softball team was not like that. It was co-ed. And one of the ways that she got to hit a home run is they set up a beer bottle between first and second base, and if you knocked it off, you would get a home run. The hardcore is Jock Haley. But anyhow, one of the guys that was on the team with me was Bill Walton's little brother. And he was, you know, a deadhead and all that stuff. But he didn't get any of the tall genes. I mean, I'm not that tall, and I towered over him. Really nice guy. I didn't even know who Bill Walton was at the time. He said, yeah, my brother's pretty big damn deal in basketball. So then I had to figure all that stuff out. Anyway, that was a long time ago. It was fun. And I never heard anybody say anything mean about Bill Walton. You know, people always are saying mean stuff about him. He's one of them people I kind of followed his career later on. And even when he was playing for those bad boys back in Boston, he was still loved as Bill Walton, and he will be missed. And it can be argued that he may be one of the best basketball players that ever played. But anyway, thank you all
JW,
for letting me.
JW, where's the money? I'm obligated to ask.
I just bought a new guitar. I paid off one fine. I got to pay off another fine. I have reinvested that money. It is pretty much gone now. I think it is no longer part of the equation.
What how's the movie coming along? You read us the first scene, promised more, and we haven't seen anything.
It is getting better as we. What happened was, and I was hoping this would happen, but I wasn't really hoping it would happen. You know what hubris is? You know, the whole concept of hubris when you get so full of yourself. Well, guess what?
What?
Kevin Costner decided to make his own damn Yellowstone movie. And so what's his name? Taylor Sheridan is going to get a little taste of hubris, which he needed. He's a really fine director, but he needed the hubris. And I'm not kidding you. I know how the man is. That new series that he's going to come out with will be
pretty amazing. Are you saying that Kevin Costner took your idea?
Kevin Costner is amazing. His favorite movie, he's got a lot of great movies. I love Waterworld, but the one I love the most is a movie called The Postman. And I think that's probably his best movie.
The Postman is like riding across the prairie and looking at postcards. It's terrible. It's long. His best movie is Bull Durham.
No, you don't have the proper fan appreciation of understanding how movies work.
No.
You need to spend a little more time. Can DQ help you? I don't know. Anyway, I'll talk to you later.
All right. That's JW.
Did he claim that Costner ripped him off?
First of all, I don't want to be a total, jerk here, but the guy getting knocked down a peg doesn't get hubris. He has hubris. Costner is he's not giving Taylor Sheridan hubris. Taylor Sheridan had hubris,
and
he was
actually guy.
Well, I have to set the record straight on this. This is going to drive me nuts.
Well,
if I
then
don't.
Say, well, actually.
Well, actually, wouldn't Kevin Costner have the hubris for trying to knock down Taylor Sheridan? I don't know. I don't care. It looks like an interesting cowboy movie. They're putting it out in two parts, which I've never heard of before.
Are we in our cowboy era as far as movies go?
People like cowboys.
Did we get that?
On a steel horse they ride.
did we get that clean?
I think so, yes.
Excellent.
We're good. Sterling is up next on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Man, an all-star segment here. Hi, Sterling.
I
love this.
Hey, guys. Y'all talking about Walton. And although I do not agree that he's a top 50 or a top 75 player because he didn't play enough games, but when he was healthy, he was a fantastic player. Only guy with a league MVP, Finals MVP, and Sixth Man of the Year. Like I'll say, he's a great addition to that A-16, but he soon got hurt after that. You know, and I didn't realize that he had so many problems post-career about contemplating suicide because he was in so much pain. And Jim Gray got him help at Dawson from UCLA and got him, that's him getting back right. But y'all are right about it. When he announced with Steve Snapper Jones, that was entertaining, and he stayed on task most of the time. You know, he'd make a few crazy comments to start a fight with Steve Snapper Jones. They'll argue, which added great stuff to the telecast. And I can sit here as the snapper telling them, what game are you watching, Bill? They had a good come on. I think it was Tom Hammond was the third guy with him.
Hammond was the play-by-play guy, yeah.
Gladys.
You know, and I remember Tom from those JT days. That old, the Kentucky player. The old Kentucky
Larry
player.
Conley.
Conley, yeah.
Larry Conley.
Larry Nice. Gladys, not so much.
Zach doesn't like Larry Conley. Because...
No.
The only reason you don't like him is because you didn't like the way he did Notre Dame.
No. I met him and he was a jerk.
Okay.
I met him years before.
I had to bother him once
when he was doing the JP stuff.
I told that story.
Then he sucked doing Notre Dame games.
But a lot of us, the older, the more time goes by, most people forget how great of a player that he was. And a lot of it was because, he was hurt so much. You know, he was hurt more than he was healthy. But he had those years that he had in Portland, those two good years, the one that he got those MVPs, the Finals MVP and the regular season MVP. He's a real, real good player. I'm not going to say he's better than Kareem like Mad Dog Russo would say those 2 years he's better than
Kareem. I don't know, Sterling. He didn't play but 5 games a year. Sterling, can I ask you something? Can I ask you something important?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'm thinking about taking the T-Wolves +1.5 tonight, and here's why. The NBA Finals don't start for a week and a half. The C's are already in, and the NBA needs programming for this weekend. I think the Wolves win this one. I think they win this one and the next one, and they end this thing sometime around Sunday.
I would tend to agree with you in normal circumstances, but I thought they would have let Boston go ahead and move down. They just have them both going. If they were going to do that. I think they're going to go more with the route two sweeps, something that's never been done. And NBA history too, the two conference finals ending sweep. I'm gonna go with Dallas. I got a question for y'all. When we were growing up, the finals, start of the finals wasn't predetermined, was it? Like it is now.
No, it was. It was Celtics, Lakers.
I think it was a little more flexible on the dates. Not the teams.
No, it was predetermined in the 80s. It was the season of Lakers.
I'm talking about game one. The start of the finals.
It went into June, didn't it? I mean, it was always the first or second week of June. They were done.
I'm saying, it seems like back in Peru growing up that if both finals ended in the sweep, that's okay. We'll still start. Since both of them in the same time, we're going to start 2 or 3 days from now. We're not going to wait a week and a half or 8, 9 days.
That's
what I'm talking about.
You can get so much content out of finals preparation. You got to do it.
I don't remember how many times the conference finals ended early. It seemed like they always at least went 6.
It ain't ending early tonight.
Not with Scott Foster as a crew chief.
Oh, yeah. Sterling, Scott Foster's a crew chief tonight.
Everybody ain't gonna make some bad calls. This is him.
And thank you.
What about you thinking about your boy? What do you think about your boy Angel?
Oh, he gone.
They call him in and.
Yeah.
You think that's a forced retirement, pretty much?
Oh, absolutely.
I think the union had finally had enough.
Yeah, we're done with you. Yeah.
Yeah, I tell you what. It seems like he started doing it. Toward the end, he started doing it on purpose.
You think?
Surely, he
wanted to be famous on the internet.
He was TikTok famous for sure.
That's right. Yes.
I mean, I wish I could have had him call Phil Sweetie Aiden on the game. You know what I mean? go with chalk to chalk. Because, chalk to chalk and neck high. But he even went beyond that, I think.
So, we're all better people now that he is no longer in Major League Baseball. Everything is going to be fine.
Yep.
You know what they say. If you're an umpire referee and people know your name, you're
not a good referee.
Yep.
Right. I'm a crap. Everybody knows.
Hey!
That's a joke.
You can't say that, Sterling.
Say that. Now we're going to get
Sterling,
in trouble.
You can't say that.
No, I'm just joking around. Tommy knows. I'm just joking around. You know his name because he's on the radio, not because he's a catfish.
That's right.
It's just funny that we know his name and he's a real. That's all. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I just feel I'm trying to be funny. Bad joke.
All right.
The Razorbacks win this region in 3 games or 4 games.
Three by double digits each time.
Oh, it's
book it. Book it.
Free and easy.
Yeah, this is gonna be free and easy.
Yep.
I hope you're right. Y'all guys have a great day.
All right, thank you, Sterling. That's Sterling in Center Ridge with us here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. They're the third highest choice to win the whole son of a gun in Omaha. Look at that.
No gentleman sweep. This is gonna be the old fashioned. Like a Cinderella sweep.
I think their best chance is to win three. And not have to go to an extra game or more. Because, you lose Saturday, you got to play two on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, they've done. They played the doubleheaders. But, and then you'd have to play again. To win it, you'd have to play two on Sunday and one on Monday. That's if the weather all cooperates. You don't know when we could have another one of these 3 a.m. situations if the rain comes back. You remember that?
We're supposed to have weather this weekend?
Some of it, I don't know. Who knows? Ooh, and the NCAA has the stupidest weather delay policy of all. If a storm isn't within 20 miles of the ballpark, they'll shut it down. It's absurd. They have the worst weather policy. I remember Phil and Bubba were sitting out there killing a rain delay last year. Well, it's pouring here at the station in Springdale, but not there.
Yeah.
Like, well, why are they not playing? Because if it's raining here, who cares? But at the ballpark, they got sunshine. Keep going.
Yeah, I just looked at the weather. They're saying 50% chance of rain Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, they have a terrible weather policy. Hopefully they fix that. If there's lightning within 19 miles, wait a minute, we got to pull the tarp. We once sat through in Tallahassee, Zach. This is no joke, 2009. We sat through a four-hour sun delay. They stopped the game, and the sun was shining. They're like, well, I don't know. Now, it did rain, like, later, but, like, out, like, you could have got the game in before it started raining. That's exactly the sound we made, too.
What are you trying to do?
I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, it's they have a lousy weather policy. And the university's not in charge of any of that. There's an NCAA guy on site that's running the whole show. And what he or she says goes. That's it. So it's they're not in charge. They're not in charge of anything. I don't know if they get any. I don't know how it works with like concession money. I don't know how any of that works.
It all goes back to them at some point.
Probably so. Yeah. Yeah. Phil called it a sun delay. Yeah. I was sitting in this. I forget why I had to come up here. Maybe I had to do post game or something. But I was here and it was pouring. And I'm listening to Phil and Bubba. They're like, oh, it's sunny here, but we're in a delay. And I wanted to text him, like, guys, up the road, like, 15 miles or 10 miles, it's pouring, but I don't know why you're not playing. Anyway, it's neither here nor there. And if they win, they'll play at 8 p.m. Saturday night. That place is going to be
drunk
lit.
Drunk.
Yes. Yes, the blood alcohol content in the hog pen will be at an all-time high if they get an 8 o'clock. And especially if Hagen's pitching. Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Yeah, the number will be in front of the point.
Right, yes. There will be a
1.0,
a large amount of alcohol consumed that day leading up to the game and at the game.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing, here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.